This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us. Now that December has arrived, it's time to talk about winter and driving in the winter. We'll be talking today with a couple of folks from PennDOT and the District 30 office in Montoursville. Mike McWilliams is with us. He's the county maintenance manager for Columbia and Montour counties. We'll be discussing some winter maintenance plans, new technology PennDOT's using to keep the roads clear, and we'll look at their budgeting process as well. We'll also talk in just a bit with Kim Smith, the safety press officer at that same office. We'll be talking about winter driving and some of the techniques you'll need to remember to stay safe and keep everyone safe during the coming months. Thanks for joining us, Mike. Thank you, Kim, for being with us as well. And we want to thank the listeners for tuning in. Give my listeners an idea of how you plan, because especially being where we are in the country, in Pennsylvania, one winter is nothing, the next winter is a disaster. So how do you plan that?
Like our materials and things, we typically do based on an average. So like for salt, we look at like a five-year average to determine how much salt we need. For anti-skid, which is the stone we put on the road for traction, you know, we typically look at like a three-year average there and kind of use the averages to determine how much material we're going to need, you know, to purchase for the following winter season. It's up and down. One winter's bad, one winter's not, so you kind of have to just average them to get a decent idea.
And I think of last winter as being mild, but I guess we had a lot more little events that still were something you had to treat.
Correct, yeah. I mean, in a lot of terms, last year was very mild, but in our world, those little storms typically we do have to treat, like you said, and sometimes they use more material than the larger storms do. So it is tough when you have a lot of those little storms. Sometimes it's nicer to have some larger ones, actually. Some of the guys wouldn't like hearing me say that, probably. But
I'd rather drive to work in 6 inches of snow, honestly, than one of those coatings of ice, because it's sometimes becomes almost impassable.
Yeah, you know, me too.
What's the cutoff point for people to, I mean, something people should stay off of?
Well, I mean, really, we hope we never get to that point where we'd say to, I guess, stay off of them. We try to keep pretty well all the roads safe and passable, but you know, the direction, I think, or the guidance, at least, is when you have any kind of storm, if you can stay home, stay home. That's the big thing. Less traffic on the road makes our jobs a heck of a lot easier.
And give me some idea of people, how they need to act, you know, in conjunction with your plows and so forth that are out there. I'm hoping people have improved, but sometimes I see some strange things that probably are not safe. From a plow driver's perspective, give me what you hope the people around you will be doing this winter.
Most of the plow drivers appreciate it when people, you know, slow down, stay back behind them. Typically don't try to pass if you can help it, because, you know, you're safer typically behind the truck, because then the road's been plowed and treated in some way, rather than, you know, trying to pass them. And a lot of times it seems people try to pass in unopportune locations, and you know, it gets tight. Our trucks are pretty wide when they're out there plowing, so try not to pass. Stay behind them. That's the big thing, and stay far enough behind that you're not obviously getting hit by the salt and anti-skid coming off the truck.
And sometimes something may be legal, but it's still dumb, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Compared to 10, 15, 20 years ago, you know, how is the technology that you treat the roads with?
Yeah, you know, back, like you said, 15, 20 years ago, our trucks were equipped basically with a couple of levers or switches to move the plows up and down and to turn the spreaders on. Now we have pretty sophisticated controls to more accurately control the amount of material we're spreading on the road. It's all electronic now, computer-based controls. We also, like you said, have with the being able to kind of see where the plows are. In the past few years, we've added what we call AVL, which is an automated vehicle location system. So that transfers over to the 511 PA website, and you can actually, like, anybody can log on to that website and see where the plow trucks are, see when the plow truck's been on their road or the roads that they're going to maybe traveling when they're to go to their destination. Well, that's probably the biggest thing, really, is that the ability to actually track where the trucks are and see where they are, where they've been, and kind of how long it might be till they're back again, too.
I think folks at PennDOT probably have heard all the complaints over the years. Everybody seems to think they can run PennDOT better than, you know, better than PennDOT can. For the person who would say, boy, you guys, you never do it right, what are you going
to
tell them?
We do definitely try to do our best. And it is, like you said, a difference in sometimes the difference in the way the storms come in and things. And we use a lot of different forecasting models to try to get an idea of when the storm is going to hit. We actually have like a conference call before big storms and things statewide, actually, but to get some input from some meteorologists to try to give us a time frame on kind of when we expect the storm to hit our area, how they expect the storm to start, you know, what kind of, how much precipitation or what exact kind of precipitation for it to start, to try to better make plans to get our trucks on the road at the right time. In certain cases, when we have a predicted significant storm, we will pre-stage some trucks on the interstate and things like that. Depending on the forecast, we will do that. If it's anticipated to be a more significant storm, or maybe the type of storm that's coming in, you know, typically we try to, when possible, we'll pre-treat the road and I ice it, so to speak, so we can maybe give ourselves a little bit of time at the beginning to get there before anything really starts laying on the road and starting to build up or anything.
And I've always heard PennDOT people say the goal is to keep the roads passable, not clear. I mean, you cannot possibly keep everything gone until the storm's over, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Our policy is to be safe and passable. And, you know, there are always people that want it to be perfectly clear, and that's really not something that we can make happen. It's very costly to do that, both from a material and personnel and equipment standpoint.
Okay. And with that, let's move on to Kim and talk about some of the things drivers themselves can keep in mind. The only thing I remember from when I got my driver's license was them talking about turning into when you start to skid, turn into the skid. I feel like maybe there's more information, more tips I could get from someone who knows what they're talking about to, you know, what are the best ways to, the best things to keep in mind when I get in my car on a snowy morning or an icy morning? Where should my mind be?
And as Mike mentioned before, our first tip is if you can avoid travel during inclement weather, we want you to stay home. Not only is it safer for you, but it does allow us more room to plow the roads and get them cleared more effectively. If you get stuck in traffic because somebody skid off the road, we're stuck in traffic too, and our plows aren't moving forward. So we ask everybody to avoid unnecessary travel. And then a general tip, prior to a storm coming, really for the entire winter, you should carry an emergency kit in your car. I actually put mine together yesterday, and in there I have a blanket and gloves, an extra hat, some bottled water. I travel often with my pets, so I actually have some dry dog food in there and a pet bowl so I can give them water. And you want to consider anything that your family may need. So if you have a young baby, you want to carry some dry formula and some diapers. Medications are important to carry, especially for life-saving medications in case you do get stranded. But check with your pharmacist, because sometimes medications have to be stored at a certain temperature, and you don't want to keep it in your car if it has to be, you know, above freezing or something like that. So those are ways that you can prepare for the winter itself, and also make sure that your car is ready for the winter. You want to make sure you have good tread on your tires, that they're properly inflated, your windshield wipers are in good shape, replace those if not. Make sure all your lights are working, because anytime you're using your wipers, you want to have your headlights on, it's the law. But you want your full headlights on, not just your daytime running lights. Because if you only have your daytime running lights on, then your rear of your car is not illuminated. So it's important to have those full headlights on. And then you just want to make sure that mechanically your car is ready for the winter as well. Make sure that everything is working properly and ready to go. So those are ways that you can kind of prepare for the winter. And then we have other safety tips, such as when it is inclement weather, we want you to increase your following distance. We want you to avoid making sudden stops and starts when there is some precipitation on the road, whether that's snow or ice or sleet. Be aware that black ice could be out there. This is especially important when storms are over and people think the roads are clear. but the wet road may freeze overnight when the temperatures drop, or maybe you're driving along a road that has a lot of shade and you might hit a spot that has some black ice. So keep that in mind as well. And then you want to use precaution when you're on bridges and ramps, because they can often have ice on those when the roads do appear to be clear. Other than that, we do encourage you to let somebody know where you're going and when you're expected back and the route that you're going to be on. This way, if you do get stranded or you have an issue, somebody knows where to look for you approximately.
And when it comes to being stranded, having that kit ready, I think we kind of can tend to live in denial and think, well, we'll be fine. I'm only going a little bit distance. But just in the last couple of years here in Pennsylvania, there have been those incidents where the interstates were completely shut down.
Yes, it can happen in PA. You know, we do have areas that get lake effect snow, which can be very deep, very fast. And so a lot of times people get stranded in those kinds of situations, or maybe there is a crash ahead of you and there's no way to get turned around. So you're stuck, you know, in traffic. It's sitting still for a while. That actually happened to me one time. I was stuck for about 3 hours, not in our area. I was up in New Erie area, and there was a crash, and it was in the middle of a construction zone, and there were Jersey barriers there separating the lane. So there was no way to get out of that. So I had to sit there for 3 hours, and I really wish I'd had a drink with me that day because I did not. So lesson learned, I was much younger then, and I'm a little bit smarter now. And so I do, year round, I do actually keep a couple of bottles of water in my car. But just things that you can do to make your life easier if you do, you know, you want to expect the unexpected.
Give me some concept of driving in snow and ice and, you know, how that can vary.
Yeah, I think people that are from our warmer climates, like down south, if they're up here and they get winter snow, it's a big deal if you're not familiar with driving in it. Also, our first storm of the season, when people haven't driven in it for 9 months or so, I think people sometimes underestimate how slippery the roads can be. My opinion is there's a misconception out there that, you know, just the dusting on the road is fine and you still see people going the speed limit or faster, but it doesn't take much snow at all to make the road slippery. So you always want to err on the side of caution and, you know, slow down, increase your following distance, and arrive alive. I would just want to add that if you do find yourself in a situation where you're stranded either on the road or alongside the road, you want to make sure that your tailpipe is clear. If it's heavy accumulating snow and your tailpipe gets clogged, you can suffer from carbon monoxide poisoning. So you do want to keep your car off. Only start the engine every hour or so to heat the car up. Make sure you have a window cracked when you're doing that, though. And, you know, keep your lights and your hazard lights on and the lights clear of snow so that way cars behind you can see you.
You've been listening to Kim Smith, the safety press officer at the Montoursville District 3O offices of PennDOT. Earlier, we heard from Mike McWilliams. He's the county maintenance manager for Columbia and Montour, while Kim is the safety press officer. We thank them both for joining us, and thank you, the listener, for tuning in to this afternoon's program. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.